Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Only 11 years have passed since Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. In the hundreds of years of American history and in hundreds of years of Western civilization before that, there had been no question in mainstream society about the fact that marriage is for one man and one woman. Now we're told that to oppose same-sex marriage is to be on the wrong side of history. My new book, called Who Killed the American Family, explains who is responsible for this dramatic change. First, we should remember that same-sex marriage did not come from a change in public opinion, but from the rulings of supremacist judges abusing their power. Massachusetts adopted gay marriage only because a majority of one on the state Supreme Court mandated it. Those judicial supremacists were inspired by Justice Anthony Kennedy of the U.S. Supreme Court, who in a previous case drew on European rather than U.S. law, overturned precedent to throw out the Texas anti-sodomy law. Kennedy struck again last year with his decision tossing out the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Kennedy and the Massachusetts supremacist judges made the ridiculous assertion that there is no rational basis for marriage to be limited to a man and a woman. They ignored centuries of practice and the results of numerous studies that show how important traditional marriage is for the well-being of the children. Knowing how at odds same-sex marriage is with our legal and cultural traditions, we should not be surprised that some homosexual activists are trying to get rid of marriage altogether. Same-sex marriage is not about granting equality of human rights. Gays are not denied any human rights. Same-sex marriage is about getting rid of the traditional values and institutions that have guided the Western world, including America.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 14th day of January, folks, 2015. Are we having fun yet? Got Vince Finelli with me. And your website, Mr. Finelli?
It's usaprepares.com, USAPREPARES.
And your program airs on two other networks. Can you name them, please?
Yeah, Liberty News Radio and Genesis Communications Network.
And the time is?
Well,
I'm trying to get all this out here.
Okay, well, all right, here it goes. I am running, there's a rebroadcast of my morning program running right now.
Okay.
On Liberty News Network, and I am broadcasting from 9 o'clock through 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time.
Okay.
Monday through Friday.
All right. See, when somebody rolls out the carpet, you have to walk on the carpet. You can't dance around it.
You well, get, I, yeah, what? You really want me to say I compete with you? Is that what you want me to say? I don't like saying that.
Well, are you competing?
Because I like thinking that we are on the same team.
Well, just because somebody runs a rebroadcast on another network opposite my time slot, that somehow you're competing with me?
That's what I don't want to think. That's right.
Okay, well, don't think that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm interested in this story about
so am I.
School children. Let's, and then I have... Then okay. I have...
I'm just going to segue into that.
Okay.
Okay. Principal, let children protect themselves with cans. Mm-hmm. Folks, I verified this. This is not a joke, not a satire. Like, my real name is Bill Hicks. No. Since the nation's public schools are gun-free zones, that makes them plumb targets for any crazy looking to get a name in the paper by shooting a bunch of people. And liberals won't admit that, but they know it, or at least subconsciously understand it. How else to explain the latest bit of nonsense from a government official about protecting children in schools? According to the Associated Press, an Alabama middle school principal has come up with a brilliant plan of letting children throw canned goods in the event of a violent intruder as a means of self-defense. It gets better. Why do I get an image of Ewoks throwing rocks at an Imperial Walker? W.F. Burns Middle School Principal Priscilla Holly sent home a letter to parents last week asking for students to bring an 8-ounce... Oh, I'm sorry, I was 2 ounces off. An 8-ounce canned good to contribute to a communal defense. Now, there's your communitarianism for you. Really? Well, we realized at first this might seem odd. However, it is a practice that would catch an intruder off guard, she said. At least she realizes it's odd. That's the first step in getting treatment. As Holly unfolded her plan, the canned good item could stun the intruder or even knock him out until the police arrive. Now, considering that most kids don't have great aim, it could just really tick him off. But we'll continue here. The canned food item will give the students a sense of empowerment to protect themselves and will make them feel secure in case an intruder enters their classroom. So we're seeking to empower, here's the buzzword alert, could college professors be involved here? Now, so we're seeking to empower children by arming them with a can. The county superintendent, Kelly Hodge, apparently knew all about the CAN initiative and informed the AP that school staff had been working on an emergency response training with the Auburn University Department of Public Safety. The whole canned weaponry concept raises a number of questions. We're avoiding using the phrase open a can of worms here, which will not normally be a food item. But, for instance, school officials say the cans will be stored in the classroom, but will they be in a locked can safe? Will the cans include some sort of locking lid guard safety device? Now, if our goal is to empower students, shouldn't they be allowed to open, carry a can of peaches? Or will there be a permit requiring some sort of background check? Will some areas' schools still be can-free zones, such as, for example, the bathrooms, primarily because taking food into a public restroom, it's just gross. Now, what about reasonable restrictions on certain type of cans? It's only common sense to restrict the length of the cans as well as the diameter of the can's barrel. Now, obviously, there should be restrictions on capacity. Nobody needs 2 dozen peaches to take down an armed shooter. 6 should be enough to get the job done. And just because we're arming our kids doesn't mean we have to forget reason. There should be an absolute ban on assault fruits and vegetables. Your small caliber veggies like peas and diced carrots are fine, but there's no excuse for things like whole beets or potatoes. Those have no other purpose than to kill or to serve as a side dish. Now, if we're serious about doing this, then the children will need training and proper can use. The last thing we need is to see more innocent children hurt when some pop-top can of asparagus accidentally goes off in their faces. But this could work, and if the weaponized can strategy to the White House's advice of attacking an intruder with a stapler and then wetting yourself, young Americans will have the potent arsenal which to defend themselves and their communities the next time the gun-free perimeter is breached. That's an AP story. That is a real story, folks. But I like the spin put on by Ted Cron. And that came from the Political Outcast website. Do you believe that stuff?
You asking me? John, I did a quick search because I couldn't remember an 8-ounce can of anything. Seriously.
I couldn't either.
There are 6-ounce cans of tomato concentrate, right?
Yeah, like, yeah,
you put
tomato
eight grapes, made a little tiny can, you know, that was, you know, contadina tomato. That's a 6-ounce can. The cans that you're talking about in the article that the author is talking about, those are 15.5-ounce cans.
Yeah, a little hefty for a school
child. A little hefty. Now, if they're serious about this, the thing to give these students is a slingshot. Now, I'm perfectly serious about this because when I was young, I made a slingshot out of a very heavy coat hanger wire, and I made a pocket out of a piece of felt, and I used 2 heavy elastic bands, and I could shoot that slingshot pretty well. Now, if every one of those students had a slingshot in his or her back pocket with a couple half-ounce steel round balls, now we're talking about some serious firepower. Now, if a classroom of 20, 21, 22 children is being attacked by a guy with an AR-15 and he gets pelted with 30 half-ounce steel balls and some of them hit, he's done.
You know, there's no end to the lunacy. I mean, there really is not.
Well, we recommended, I mean, when there was a school shooting, we recommended something very simple in Missouri. We said, on the air, we said, look, it's really simple. Forget the NRA saying, hey, what we need to have is armed security guards. Nonsense. absolute nonsense. Because who's going to say that someone's going to come through the front door and that's where the guard would be, right? Well, and we don't want to lock the children in so that nobody can get out. Now there's one way in and one way out and there's a guard there. That's ridiculous. That there could be a fire, there could be an emergency where everybody's got to go out, you know, multiple exits. Okay. So what we do is we take the people who have concealed carry permits already, okay, who have already been vetted by their sheriffs, and give them additional training so they know the players and, you know the deputies, and they know the drill, and if there's a shooter situation, they know what to do. So you've got the custodian, the janitor, the principal, the secretary, the teachers, you know, people all walking the halls, guys fixing the roof, guys mowing the lawn. All these people could be armed if they're already a CCW holder. No additional expense other than the training, working with the local sheriff's department. No federal government needs to be involved. And these people carry concealed weapons in their classrooms, along the hallways, you know, during their normal course of duty.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be back in three. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, Vinny, even Russia is moving away from gun control. In 2009, that's the latest stats that are available, there were 21,603 murders in Russia. The same year in the United States, we had 13,636 homicides. And but what they don't do is they don't break this down of how many gangbangers are shooting each other. You know, how many gang members doing drive-by shootings? In the very cities that they've got and attempted gun bans in are the very cities that are plagued with murders. This doesn't happen in any town, just USA, unless they're on SSRIs and getting a really bad fight with their husband or their wife. You know, stuff does happen. But they're moving away from gun control. There were only 13 million privately owned firearms in Russia, compared to about 310 million in the U.S. Just too many guns, too many chances for people to pull a trigger and hurt somebody. So, Vince, you know, we got to get with a program here. They're just trying to keep us safe. The only problem is that criminals are criminals. Even the FBI admits the reason why carjackings are down because it got so bad people were afraid to even stop their cars in drive-thrus. They didn't know if they were going to be carjacked. So all of a sudden, states started to loosen and the Fed loosened a little bit to allow permits. Okay, that's permission to protect yourself now. But if they revoke your permit, you never get any gun rights back. Because you're a bad guy and, well, you're not responsible. So even Russia is getting it. And I heard Glenn Beck today go off on Russia. That over there, I mean, they're dead serious about cleaning a house. That they're telling homosexual school teachers, you know, you're going to be out of a job here real soon because we don't want homosexuals teaching our children. They have seen what's gone on in the rest of the world. They have seen what's gone on in England. They have seen what's gone on in Australia. They have seen what's gone on in the United States. And they're going, you know what? This basically, you know, the Christians are right. We got to start following the golden rule here because our society is starting to fall apart.
John, it seems to me that one of the reasons that the United States is allowing homosexual marriage is because they know it's self-limiting. And according to Dr. Joel Wallach, he was on the air with me, and we were talking about this. I asked him, is homosexuality a birth defect based on not having the right nutrition and supplements? He said, absolutely.
Ah.
So mothers, fathers, if you're thinking about having children, you better have supplements, unless you want them to be homosexuals.
Well, okay, my take on that is, Vince, the argument was put out that, oh, well, homosexuality, you know, it's in the genes. People are born that way. No, lesbianism and homosexuality is a learned experience. It is a learned experience. So now what do we have the government involved in?
Teaching it?
Tommy has two daddies, or... Lucy has two mummies.
Our daughter came home from a college class one day, and she started college at 14, and so she was telling me and her mom that, you know, homosexuality is just an alternative lifestyle. You know, it's okay. And I said, where'd you get this? And she said, well, you know, we're learning this in school. They're teaching this in college.
Exactly.
It's an alternative.
You know, thanks for mentioning that, because the liberals or the little commies or the communitarians out there attacked academia first. So they did the proper thing before the kids were leased unto the world. They started there and then worked their way all the way back down to K-1 or kindergarten. We have in this country, I'm starting to see ads on television, believe this or not, through the Ad Council, through government-sponsored stuff, the fine people over at GLSEN. Remember them? We actually got an audio tape out of a GLSEN meeting years ago in Pennsylvania, where they were teaching the kids all the aberrant sexual behavior that you'd never want to know. And they were standing in front of these kids, giving them a blow-by-blow on how to perform these sexual acts. Those were your GLSEN people.
And that's why we took our children out of the public training camp.
Yeah,
we did not want them indoctrinated with their message.
You know, and that's fine for the self-protection of your family members and the peace of mind for you. But my problem is that the grist mill for humanity is still standing. That one of the planks for the Communist Manifesto is to have government-run schools for propaganda purposes.
And that's why everyone who is listening to this broadcast, who has children in school, in the public training camp, whether it be kindergarten, first, second, all the way up through high school, needs to run for the school board office and get elected, and then look through the curriculum and then make sure that you fire any principal or teacher who is teaching things that you do not want taught. And work with the other school board members to throw out the federal Department of Education and have your own countywide curriculum.
Well,
that's the way to go.
And here again, how many different agencies in the United States government? By the way, Mike, our friend that does the radio program,
yeah,
I'm going to be joining him Friday. He and I were talking today about issues around police and how they've been told that, well, these sovereign citizens out there, that they're really a threat. And he said, you know, he says, I had a police officer that I interviewed on the air, and he went through the whole thing, and he said, yeah, that's what we're being told. And I said, you know where that came from? And I started giving him background. You guys are in Missouri. Remember the Mayak report?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that wasn't just one instance. The FBI has been at this, and where did they get their information from? The Southern Poverty Law Center. This group of individuals has been elevated at almost cabinet level at Homeland Security to go out there and propagandize the guys with the shiny badges and the guns.
Speaking of elevated, do you know your rank with the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Have I moved up or down?
That's what I was asking you.
I don't know. I was 31 before.
I was just wondering if you got promoted.
Well, I don't know, but let them do another story on me. And I relayed this to Mike, by the way. A good friend of mine, ex-Marine on radio in Detroit, Mark Scott, I used to call into his show, you know, from time to time. One day, guess who was on the air? Morris Dees, the Southern Poverty Law. Up there espousing the issues of hate and this, that, and the other. I called into a show, and I said, you know, I have read the divorce proceedings from your wife, Maureen. And I said, what about going after your 15-year-old stepdaughter with sexual devices? I'm telling you what, Vinny, he was so angry and so mad, he literally threw his phone up against the wall. He was calling in from, I think, their little secretive headquarters down there in Alabama. And he was so angry, the phone didn't disconnect, but you could hear it hitting the wall.
Well, maybe he got promoted.
You know, these are the people that are being brought in, and the ilk that's being brought in to demonize people that love God, family, and country. And now we're terrorists, and now we're sovereign citizens, and now we're all of this stuff. Folks, this country is in serious trouble. Will we stand there to fight against this? Will we be here to do it?
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Looking for a particular story here that has to do with the alternative media. And I'm telling you what, Vince, and this was actually done by a reporter for InfoWars, but they were interviewing an fireman, captain, commander, whatever they call them, in New York City. And he actually said, look, he says, we know what happened up here. And he talked specifically about Building 7. And he said, you know, he said, if it wasn't for the alternative media, he said, I don't know where we'd be right now. Now, how important is that? Well, and you know one of the individuals that I've been talking to recently, he has his own network.
I do.
And he asked me, he said, so how are things going over there? He said, my advertising over here absolutely is bad. And I said, we've known this. We have seen this coming. And I said, we were talking about network and infrastructure, and I said, my response to that was simply this, to keep reducing costs for the network.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, if I'm not prying, how much? I said, right now, 14 grand. I said, I can take another couple of grand. He says, really? He said, you can get it down to about 11,000? And I said, yeah. And he said, really? He said, that's good. I said, we've seen this coming, mm-hmm. and we had to make various changes. Unfortunately, one of the changes that we tried to do to drum up revenue, we didn't have cooperative people, and they bounced. But that's okay. But I didn't realize how many people our KU Bird has been down for 3 weeks. And Rick Satellite, old Rick over there, has been getting hundreds of phone calls going, what happened to RBN? Where's their feed? Mm-hmm. Because these are the people who listen by way of home satellites.
Right.
And this is also the LPFMs, the Part 15 guys out there.
Right.
They carry Republic Broadcasting, a lot of them exclusively. They've been calling going, when are you going to get your bird back up? As soon as we can get the ad revenue into the network, and you know the people I've been talking to.
I do.
And they're on the stick, and they are gearing up. So that's in place, reducing the cost of the network. But I said we were never going to do another pledge drive. Here we are in January of this year, and I'm doing another pledge drive. But, you know, I'm either insane, or I'm a very bad manager, or we've experienced some very bad luck.
No, it's not bad luck, John. What I haven't told you this, but the last of the advertisers with my radio broadcast, USA Prepares, pulled the plug. I have no advertisers. Now, there are advertisers when I broadcast, but they're not my advertisers. I get zero revenue from advertisers now. None.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
So it's happened to you. Reduction. I got to zero. And the person that you're talking to, his advertiser pulled a plug on him too.
Yeah, he told me that today. And
yeah,
I said, I said, and this gentleman that you're speaking of, he once told me that if I quit advertising any place else, he said, you'll be the guy that's the last one on my list.
Well, I got the same story.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. You know, we are going to survive, and I don't think people realize this year how much they're going to need this network. You know, I don't want to go into particulars about other networks out there, but they're not doing well either. But they don't have the capacity to scale back like we are doing. They just can't do it. So we're continuing the pledge drive. Tom Terrific up there in Pennsylvania. Tom, I know you're listening to the show today. He said, let's do that book deal again. Super Scam by C. Fenner Goldsboro. He said, but this time, he says, you know, I got to deduct out of the donation for the cost of the book and the shipping. Because the last time we did this, he said, man, there were a lot of copies that went out. And I said, okay, fine. So, folks, for a minimum donation to the network, minimum, $100, you can call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. And if you can afford more than $100, please. I mean, because literally, Vince, I've been talking to you, and you know me well enough. I'm not one to panic. But after being here for 10.5 years and fighting and slugging through everything imaginable, I still have either the idiocy or the commitment and the drive to continue this. And you've been to my house. You see the way I live. Personally, you know what's happened to me. I don't keep any secrets from Vin Finelli. You know exactly what's been going on. And there's been some treachery going on. There's been thievery that's been going on. By the way, this individual that you and I both know that has the other network, this one Mr. Powers, was embezzling money out of him. And I said, well, do you mind if the Round Rock Police Department calls you? And he goes, absolutely not. He said, I didn't know that happened to you because the guy did the same thing to me. So now in different states. Now, oh man, you know, I hope this doesn't go federal and it's kept at the state level. but this guy's going to jail. But here's the same guy that's repping for Erskine. Erskine doesn't know beans from Shinola. He really doesn't. He's a good-hearted guy, but he does not know the pitfalls and the pratfalls of radio. He just doesn't know him. And now he's got a known thief working for him. Somebody offered today, said, "Well, do you think I ought to call?" And I said, No. Let things stay as they are. Let them do their investigation. You know, it's up to 7 felonies so far on this end, and I'm sure that there's probably 3 or 4 over there in Utah as well. And the actions performed by this individual and the straight-out lies that I believed, I mean, after all, I used to play with my stepson Harry since he was 10 years old.
John, let me say something that I don't think I've ever said on the radio. But remember a couple of years ago when you asked me to come down and spend some time with you and just look around and see what I thought as a consultant? Remember that?
Yeah, I think we covered that last time you were on with me.
But here's what I wanted to say. All the suggestions, you have taken them. All the things to reduce the costs, you have done or are doing. What I'm saying is I've seen your house. You don't waste money. You're not living a lifestyle that is bleeding the network. You're not doing that. You're a good steward. And the reason I'm saying this is I've seen it. And I'm very concerned about the alternative message, and I want to preserve it. And that's why I'm on the radio with you today. I want to make sure that people understand that this message could go away. It really could. I know it could. And I don't want that to happen.
You and I both. I mean, Vince, it's so important. I wish to heck I could find that clip. Because here was, because of the alternative media out there, that we're in fact the only lifeline for the people that want to tell the truth. Because we know the controlled media and who owns the media in this country. And how the message of anything contrary to their carefully coiffured, manicured propaganda.
Now let me ask a question, and this might clarify it for the audience. Those who are in the mainstream media, you know, the dinosaur media, the radio stations that we all recognize that are large, and the big names in radio, are they told what they can and can't say? Do they have a list of talking points? Are they provided from the back office there?
Yes.
With the guests and what questions to ask? Are they just a little bit more than mouthpieces behind the microphone?
Yes.
Yeah. And that is the message. Now, I've said this publicly. I had a real big name, and I think I said it the last time I was on the air with you, in the studio with me, and I asked him. I asked him, do they tell you what you can and can't say? And he said, absolutely not. I know where the line is, and I don't cross it.
That's right.
So he's saying, no, they'll tell me what to say, but he doesn't say the things that'll get him fired. That's left up to the alternative media. The new media. And the new media, let me prove to you how different the new media is. You can call Republic Broadcasting and talk to John Stadtmiller. You can call the same number I call. You can call the hosts that are available on the alternative media and you can talk with them. You can actually meet them at events. They are available. When was the last time you walked up to, oh, let's say Glenn Beck or George Norrie or Rush Limbaugh? When was the last time you saw one of those guys in public and you were able to get up to where they were, standing, sitting, and had a conversation with them, shook their hand? When?
You know,
I don't think it's happened.
No, and you know what? I finally found the write-up here. I don't have time to play the video. But Leanne McAdoo spoke with Fire Marshal Rudy Dent, the 32-year veteran of New York City's Fire Department and NYPD, about his incredible firsthand experience with the lies surrounding World Trade Center 7. He's a highly trained investigator who's often called upon to be an expert witness in court. He has the power to both administer the oath, take testimony, and issue subpoenas. In that clip, and you might want to go just on YouTube, just fire up Fire Marshal Dent, and that'll pop up. And this is what he said. The alternative media, that's all we've got to defend ourselves against the criminal mainstream media. In no uncertain terms, he stated that 9/11 was a false flag event and the people who planned it need to go to jail for treason. Now here's a man that's standing up and speaking truths, but how is the truth heard? What channel does it come out on? Where does it end up? If the tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? Well, if only somebody's there to hear it. But yeah, it makes a sound, but you wouldn't record the sound if you're not there. If we're not here, you're not there to hear what's going on. And that, and that's the one of the main drives and the main reason why I've walked through a sea of crap to continue to do this. So I'm doing my part for God, family, and country here. I've given up a lot, and I'm not complaining, and I don't want accolades for it. It's just simply what must be done. And who's going to do it?
I call you the godfather of alternative radio because many, many years ago I used to listen to you on shortwave, and you woke me up, and you woke up a lot of people. And you know, back then, like 20 years ago, I and others, the first time we heard you, would say, could that be true? Man, I hope it's not true. Because if it is true, we're in trouble. And it's just gotten worse. And so there are people waking up every day. I got an email from a gentleman today. He said he's been listening for months, and he's 30 years old, and he's just waking up, and he wants me to talk about more about how to prepare. And I responded like, I can't do the basics. It's way, way, way beyond the basics. That's where we are. We need to know who's lying, and we need to know how big the lies are, and we need to know why they're lying so we can prepare. Because here's what I did at the meetup. I said to our meetup group several times over the last 4 years, you know, there's going to be a time when Vinny's not here. There's going to be a time when you're on your own. There's going to be a time when you're going to have to figure this out for yourselves. Get ready, because I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm not trying to engineer it to happen, but it's going to happen. All that has to happen is the internet needs to be turned off,
mm-hmm.
and you won't get the message. We won't get sources. We'll have local sources, but it's going to be really tough to communicate. So you really have to plan. And in the meantime, alternative media is the answer. It's the only answer I can think of.
Well, and you said a statement there, and I want to expound on that. You know, people that are now starting to wake up going, well, how do I prepare? This is, we've been trying to prepare people, at least I have personally, for 21 years,
mm-hmm.
trying to prepare people.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that this is accomplished, is by way of information.
Mm-hmm.
We have built the platform, and it'll take a lot of weight. You just have to step up on it and bring more people in. Because as it stands right now, with all the, all the policies and all the coalition troops that can be invited into this country to go shoot Americans through the UN. You know, I mean, a lot of people are not catching this, that this is what we've been doing to other countries around the world, especially the Middle East, that if one NATO member is threatened, okay, or they think they're threatened, they all band together. Well, what do you think if the United States puts out the call and says, well, we're overrun with terrorists, and let me remind people who the new terrorists are. It ain't Alibaba. It ain't some whacked out kid on SSRIs that just smokes a little bit too much dope and playing too many violent video games, and all of a sudden he gets a thought in his head, well, I just need to grab a gun and the hell with it. I'll just start shooting people. No. When stuff happens through a financial collapse in this country, and there's rioting in the streets and martial law is declared, who do you think is going to be walking the streets of this country? People have been saying for years, well, we need to educate the cops. Yeah, well, most assuredly, they've been the ones to propagandize the most. But don't worry. The game plan here is for all of you folks to be eliminated. You're just the cannon fodder. The real troops will be coming in by way of United Nations with little blue helmets to keep the peace. This is part of the compact. It is real. It's as real as you and I sitting here right now. All it takes is a trigger mechanism for it to happen. How do we combat that? How do we combat that? That's with knowledge, the most powerful thing on the face of the earth. Yeah, some might say it's the money manipulators. Yeah, that's true. That buys a lot of allegiance, doesn't it? But what is necessary for this fight is informed Americans, not in a violent way. Because let me tell you something here, folks. You pick up a gun, you shoot at these clowns, you knock one down. You knock 10 down, they'll bring 100. You knock 100 down, they'll bring 1,000. You knock 1,000 down, they'll bring 10,000. That's the way it works. So either we build a consensus of honest Americans armed with the Constitution and standing upright and saying no more. No more. The corporate United States government or the corporate state, you don't own us. We have God-given unalienable or unalienable rights that we will stand and protect. Because living under the regimes that we have seen coming and even yet worse to come, there is not going to be any life in this country. Not a life worth living. Because if there's any semblance of being an American left in you, it'll haunt you for the rest of your days. It will torture you. Because of all the stuff that you're going to be seeing going on all around you and threatening not only your livelihood, but maybe your very life if you speak above a whisper. That's what's in store for this country, and that's not an embellishment. Did I just embellish, Mr. Finelli?
No.
Did I?
No, but I'll tell you what I was thinking. You know, what you're saying is you need to take action, you need to stand up, you need to say no. And it reminded me, you've been on the road where our farm is. It's a dirt road, right? Well, you know, when a car drives really fast down the dirt road, you see this plume of dust behind the car. Well, I was coming up the hill, the same road that you drove my tractor on. I was coming up the road with a tractor, and I was pulling behind me an implement. And coming toward me, I saw this cloud of dust over the hill. I couldn't see the vehicle, but I saw this cloud of dust. And I pulled in the middle of the road, and I met head-on a police cruiser. And I had a hay rake behind me that he could not get around. There's no way he could have gotten around me. So I positioned the tractor so he couldn't get around me. And then I pulled up and I looked down and he opened his window and I said, "Don't you think you're going a little fast for this road?" He said, "No." I said, "Don't you think you're going a little fast for this road?" And he began to apologize and he backed down because I was in his way. He had his 9mm. I had my 45. He knew that I carry a gun all the time. And he did not want to make the news. And he couldn't get around me until I moved my tractor. And I was within my right to operate my tractor on the road. What I'm saying, John, is we can say no. We can. There was a guy who was grading the road with a road grader. And he left this pile of stuff and nobody could drive down our road for 5 miles. I got my backhoe out, and I was going to move that pile of stuff that was blocking the road.
That's why I'm telling.
And what was that?
I'm sorry. I was telling Dan something, and he opened up the mic when I was talking. Sorry about that.
Well, so I was going to clear out the road that this guy, this mess that this guy left while he was cleaning up the road.
Yeah.
And so he came by with the road grader, and he started cleaning it up. And I came by with my baler and that same tractor, that 100 horsepower John Deere that you drove. That's a big tractor. I went head to head with a road grader. I stopped the road grader. And I said, "Hey, you can't leave this road a mess. There are people that live here. You're going to have to do a good job or I'm going to get you fired. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to get your boss fired. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to run for county office."
Hey, let me squeeze in a couple calls here real quick, if you don't mind, Vince.
I'm ready.
Mike in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hello, y'all. My understanding, getting ready to change the name of the show to Capone and Finelli. Is that right?
I'm sorry, what is it?
Capone and Finelli is Godfather, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You brought up something really cool that I wanted to real briefly touch on, and that is the homosexual, the gay marriages that are being thrown down everybody's throat. Here in South Carolina, 75% of the people said no. We've got a federal judge out of the Fifth Circuit who said yes. And so I'm kind of wondering when in some nice, young, smart law firm is going to get a lawsuit against every attorney general, every Supreme Court justice is in those states that have approved this, for willful, intentional, and deliberate spreading of AIDS and HIV.
Yeah. Mike, I hear you. Hey, look, let me take Pat in Arkansas, and I want to finish this up because we really need some funds in this network, folks. I mean, like, now. Because I don't know if I'm going to be around next week. Seriously. Pat in Arkansas. Hello, Pat.
Hello, John. I thought that was rather interesting, the kindergarten Homeland Security. What will their poster look like?
I don't know. Pat, I'm trying to wrap up the show, and I'm trying to do a little bit of pledge drive, so I'm around next week.
Can I say just one short thing? Have you ever been to Walmart or the grocery stores when the Brinks truck arrived?
Yeah.
Well, the guards are all armed.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I wonder why. It shows they value money. Thank you.
All right, Pat. Folks, seriously, I mean, I'm done stressing and straining. I mean, I'm done. 800-724-2719. If you want to make a pledge today, you're not just doing it for this network. You're doing it for all of us. And if you've not been paying attention, or if you don't believe a damn word I'm telling you, well, then you just need to go someplace else. But we have done everything fiduciarily that we needed to do to trim the cost of the network, to watch every penny. And as Vince told you, and the other network owner, he goes, advertising man, I said this 6 months ago, you have to walk a country mile and look under every rock to try to get an advertiser. So we're doing everything humanly possible.
What's the number?
800-724-2719. And we have Gail that's in here. Dan is here. I will be here taking calls, taking your pledges. I mean, I'm not messing around. I mean, literally, we may not be here next week. Seriously. And for
I know what you're saying is absolutely true, John. You are not exaggerating. You may not be on next week.
Yeah,
I'm serious. That's why I'm here. That is why I'm here, and that's why I was here the last time, too, to make sure that you do stay on the air.
Well, and don't forget, folks, for a minimum pledge of $100, you will get the book by C. Fenner Goldsboro, and it's worth its weight in gold, Super Scam, and it has to do with the IRS and how to back these infernal revenue agents out of your life for the rest of your life. Or go to the website. Hit the donate button at the top of the page and donate by PayPal as much as you can. This is not a drill. This is not a drill. Vince Finelli, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Alrighty, sir. And thank you all for being here. And we hope we hear next week and next month. With a little bit of help from our friends, we will be there.
With finance.